Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Agency Profit Podcast. I'm very excited today to share a very wholesome story of another agency owner, probably just like you, who went about this process of getting more profitable and just going through the process of looking deeper into the numbers, looking deeper into the business and making changes. We connected, I heard this story, and he's gracious enough to come on and take some time just to share this with all of you fellow agency owners in the hope that you'll get something valuable from it. He is the principal and founder of a digital technology firm in New York called Shift Lab. They also have an office in Pennsylvania, and they've worked with some pretty cool clients like Facebook, breastcancer.org, Columbia Artists. And again, he's here today to share his story about how he went from being really a creative that started an agency and transitioning into an agency owner and really driving the business forward. So with all that, Jeremy Jackson, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Marcel. It's, you know, I'm excited to look back a little bit. It's fun. We're always kind of facing forward. So it's nice to look back and kind of consider this journey in hindsight a little bit.
You know, you've been at it for 9 years. Like, what made you want to start the agency, and what was the point where you kind of felt like you needed to change the way that you were approaching things because, you know, you were hitting that first like growth ceiling or plateau for yourself as, you know, a creative starting this business?
Yeah. My mindset in creating an agency was really just to do good work with good people. And I honestly always try to remember that and preserve that ethos when we talk about growth and things like that. And it's been nice for us because we have been able to scale it a bit, right? But in order to do that, there are growing pains that come along with it. And I think it also boils down to like really figuring out who you are and is that scalable? Is there even a market for it? But you know, before we got to all that, it was really just trying to make things with smart people. And, you know, I really have always considered that a great way to make a living. And in starting my own agency, I just wanted a chance to try things my way. I think the reason that it worked is that, and the reason why people want to work with us is that this left brain, right brain approach that I and my team bring to digital product development actually has value.
So you were the director of technology at another firm before you started your own. Was there kind of a moment when you realized like, yeah, you know, I think it's time for me to try my own thing and really go out and give this a shot?
Yeah, there's always been something in me that's been a bit entrepreneurial. I think, you know, the time when I actually decided to start Shift Lab was wise in that I think if I would have done it at any point in my career earlier, it probably wouldn't have worked out, I think. You know, Method was a company that, you know, was anchored in San Francisco, had an office in New York, had an office in London, and really hired, you know, very smart people and very well-connected people. And it was through that I really got to collaborate with designers at a super high level, right? Just like top tier designers. And I found out that there was a lot of appetite for the way that I approached the work through the work that I did at Method.
So you leave your previous job, you start your new agency. What were some of the growing pains that you encountered, you know, early on as you learned what it meant to run your own firm?
Yeah, well, there were many. I'll try to keep it short. I don't have a business background. So, you know, I'm a creative person who's now running a business. And I think in the agency world, that's a pretty common story. But you know, in that scenario, you know, sort of forced to grow your business acumen as you go. And I found that, you know, in the first 1, 2, 3 years, I made some pretty big mistakes in getting deep in project work at the wrong times. And I did that because I enjoy the work, but it was under the guise of staying billable and creating revenue. And as a result, you know, some other things fell by the wayside. So I think our growth in the beginning totally could have been faster had I been minding the business a little bit better and really figuring out what my value was. And, you know, I think as I started really looking at the sustainability of the business and the opportunities for growth, you know, I looked at the way things worked and I just felt like there was too much magic, right? Like a lot of things that I didn't understand, and everything was based on feel and intuition. and you know, the responsibilities and the cash needs of the business were increasing. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, what I was doing was repeatable and that there was a clear method to the madness so that, you know, so that I could focus our growth in a sustainable way.
So was there a particular moment when you realized that you needed to take a different approach, that what you were doing for those first few years just wasn't going to scale, wasn't going to work long term?
Yeah, I think for me it was just, you know, the idea of basically figuring out ways to better delegate and replace myself. And, you know, over the years that the burnout kind of mounted and the responsibilities just kind of increased over time. And, you know, it got to the point where, you know, I was like, okay, looking at how I'm spending my days and feeling like I didn't really do anything, you know, to the best of my ability. And that's when I realized it was kind of time to look at the growth model and the team a little bit differently and figure out ways to offload some of those responsibilities and focus on things where I can provide real value.
So fast forward, you made a lot of changes. The business has had, you know, quite a change in terms of, you know, the performance of it on a financial perspective. You guys are more sustainable. You're continuing to do great work for clients. What were some of those like really important changes that you made that were responsible for that shift?
Right. I mean, I think the first, again, is just like really looking at my own purpose and value in the business. And in the early days, you're, you know, the bookkeeper and the IT guy, and you're in charge of business development, and, you know, you might even do some janitorial work. So, you know, as we grow, you just get stretched thinner and thinner. And for me, you know, it sort of happened very slowly, and I didn't totally realize it until I got a little bit too close to my breaking point. And that led to me, you know, looking for people to replace myself in certain aspects of the business, and ultimately to trust them to do the work. And, you know, in all honesty, in just about all cases, they came in and did it better than I did anyway. So, you know, that was just letting go of some of that and doing a better job of delegating was a huge part of it. The second piece was really just thinking strategically about, you know, how the business and our service model works at scale. And that involved us asking all kinds of existential questions, like, you know, and really figuring out what our positioning is in the market, what's unique about our services and processes, what do we think we can do better than everyone? And then asking, like, what parts about the business do we have that are good? You know, what do we love about our culture? And, you know, how do we preserve those parts of the business as we grow? And, you know, looking back to kind of the first point a little bit too, is like, how does our team scale as we grow? And how do we do that without getting too top heavy? So, I mean, from a strategic point of view and how we position ourselves as a quality-based business. And that sometimes can be a pretty tough model in that, like, is that scalable at all? And if our point of view was yes, like, how big do we want to be? And what are those challenges? And when I looked at where we were in our early model, it just wasn't scalable at all, because we were, you know, strictly a project-based business and had, you know, very little interest in retainers and maintenance work. And, you know, there were a lot of ebbs and flows and seasonality that come along with that type of model. So, you know, the way it always works out is, you know, deadlines overlap, or, you know, some types of times of the year are busier than others. And, you know, you wind up with gaps in project assignments. And it was really impossible to align things perfectly and make the cash flow all line up in a predictable way. So, you know, for me, I had to run the business a few years before I even understood that, you know, that was an issue that needed to be solved.
What advice do you have for an agency owner that might feel like they're in that position that you found yourself in, where, you know, they started the business and they've kind of scaled it to a point where, you know, they're hitting that first kind of plateau and they need to make that shift?
For me, it's like, I think what I really had to do, and I'll admit that, you know, going from being a creative or a practitioner over to the business side was a process for me. I wouldn't say that I did it kicking and screaming, but it wasn't really a place where I saw myself going. I think that, you know, as part of that, what I really had to do was, you know, I think it's fair for any agency owner to ask themselves what they want out of the business. And that it's a big question. It's like, what do you want creatively? What do you want personally? And anyone who's done it will tell you that, you know, running an agency is really hard. So you have to make sure it's worth it for you. And I think, you know, even though I've stepped back from delivery a little bit and embraced the business side of things a little bit more, my job still is to provide the best possible service to our clients and to get better at it every day. So, I mean, the best way that I've found that I can do that is to basically be of service to my team and to try to operate the business transparently. And for me, I find it very fulfilling.
Awesome. So with that, I guess the last question that I have, getting really nerdy, is around metrics that are really important to you today, running your business. What are the things that you know, pay attention to very often that are really, you consider critical metrics for the business?
Some of the things that are really interesting is just really looking at individual projects and seeing what types of work perform the best. And if you can get those, you know, if the projects that perform the best are the ones that you enjoy doing, and in our case, a lot of times that's the way it shakes out, that's great. And if they're not, then, you know, maybe we need to look at modifying our process or the way that we look at those types of projects, or maybe we don't go after them at all. So, those are the things that we, you know, end of every week, we run those reports and look at them and have conversations around what we think they mean.
Any final words of advice for the agency owners out there that are listening and feel like they are kind of stuck and need to break through this plateau, which for most of them is probably the same for you. Usually that's right around that 12-ish, give or take, people on the team, right when you as like a single owner just can't really get a grip on the whole team anymore.
Yeah. I did some brainstorming a few years ago where I was just like, okay, if we're going to scale this thing and we're going to grow, what do the teams look like? In the first couple of years, I always had these magic numbers where I was like, okay, if we get to 6, if we get to 8, we're going to be able to do things just the way we want to do them. And then, you know, you get there and you're like, okay, no, not yet. So for me, it was really figuring out what worked. And let's say, you know, we have this model where it's like, you know, 2 or 3 developer team is what we would consider a normal size team. So we'd have a lead and 2 developers underneath them and a project manager. And we started running scenarios where we were, you know, okay, if we grew to this much revenue, how much would our team need to grow to support that revenue? So we started brainstorming, you know, team sizes and things like that, and started getting to a place where we were not having to look at things in hindsight so much, where you're like, okay, well, things didn't go the way that we had planned. And you're kind of looking back and retroactively trying to figure out where you went wrong. Instead, we're able to kind of look forward a little bit and be a bit more proactive in how we make decisions. And, you know, that to me is just like, it kind of trickles through everything that we do. We're a little bit more proactive in how we plan projects or do estimates. We're a little bit more proactive in recruiting and trying to start making hires before we absolutely need them. So it really has kind of shifted the culture and the thinking in the business in a lot more ways than just performance.
And with all of that, Jeremy, can't thank you enough for taking the time to come on, sharing your story and adding some value to our audience.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Marcel.
It was great having you, man. Cheers.